91X News.
It's 4 degrees with overcast. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News at 3. A day of free classes will be open to the public at Loyalist College today from 10 till 4. It's part of the National Day of Action, a protest directed at the provincial government against rising tuition fees. The classes are taught by Loyalist students and will be on a variety of topics. The free learning is meant to demonstrate that education doesn't need to be expensive. Event organizer and former Loyalist journalism student Kyle Mumford says even with the debt crisis the government faces, more help with tuition fees is a realistic goal.
They can do all these things that, you know, that are spending exorbitant amounts of money that are not necessary and not fettering the Canadian population. So I think really if we can bring enough attention to it, we can probably force them to change some of those policies and maybe put some money towards education instead of, you know, funding wars or, you know, funding organizations across the world that are not benefiting, you know, Canadians.
If there is enough interest, a protest will be held tomorrow at noon at local MPP Todd Smith's office in protest of rising tuition. At this point, Mumford says the protest is a go. Ontario's Liberal government will be looking to a former Progressive Conservative leader to revitalize Ontario Place. A government source says John Tory has been asked to advise the government on revamping the entertainment park on the Toronto waterfront. The source tells the Canadian Press that the aim is to totally revitalize Ontario Place by 2017. Ontario Place opened in 1971 and drew 2.5 million visitors last year, but attendance has declined in recent years. A conservative senator admits he went too far in proposing cutting down prison costs by giving convicted murderers a rope in their prison cell so they can hang themselves. Senator Pierre-Hugues Boisvenu also says the death penalty should be considered in certain cases when there's no hope of rehabilitation. Interim Liberal leader Bob Rae calls the comments completely unacceptable.
Everyone knows, I hope, that Senator Boisvenu's own situation may have prompted the emotion that led to those remarks, but they're completely inappropriate. I hope Mr. Harper will completely disown them and make it clear that they're not the policies of the government.
Boisvenu became a prominent victims' rights advocate after his daughter was kidnapped, raped, and murdered in 2002. Both Rae and interim NDP leader Nicole Turmel says he should withdraw from the Senate committee examining the government's ominous crime bill. Researchers are proposing sugar should be regulated like tobacco and alcohol. Dr. Claire Brindis of the University of California, San Francisco, says sugar is in many products that we consume without thinking about it, making it a big part of the obesity epidemic. She says that epidemic carries long-term consequences for the healthcare system. Brenda says one possible solution is a tax on products that contain sugar.
Given how much sugar products, sodas that contain sugar, are drunk every year, by having a tax of even a penny, we would increase or raise approximately about $14 billion.
Brenda suggests a penny an ounce, with the proceeds to go toward the associated health problems such as obesity, heart disease, and cancer. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
There will be a couple of local Junior A hockey games tonight. Trenton Golden Hawks will be on home ice when they face the Peterborough Liftlock Stars at 7:30. The last time the two teams met back in December, Trenton won the game with a score of 4-3. But Golden Hawks assistant general manager John McDonald says that won't have any bearing on tonight's game.
We're battling for first place overall in the league, and we're battling for a bye, and every game is important to us right now. It doesn't matter who it's against. We have to go out and play like our backs are against the wall and win.
Forward Josh Ocampo will be out with a lower body injury. Elsewhere in Junior A, the Kingston Voyageurs host the Wellington Dukes tonight at 7:30. The two teams met last Sunday with a 2-1 score in Kingston's favor. Brendan Gauntz and Daniel Sharkov of Belleville Bulls will be competing in tonight's CHL Top Prospects game. Both players will be on Team Cherry and will face off against some of the CHL's elite players on Team Ore. The puck drops at 10. There are 5 games tonight on the NHL schedule, but only one Canadian team is in action. The Toronto Maple Leafs host Pittsburgh at the ACC. The Penguins stormed back from a 4-1 deficit to down Toronto 5-4 in a shootout last night. Meanwhile, the Rangers are in Buffalo, Washington visits Florida, Dallas is at Anaheim, and LA hosts Columbus. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Today, it's cloudy with 40% chance of showers, a high of +8, with the temperature falling to +1 this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds, increasing cloudiness before morning and a low of -6. Thursday, cloudy. clearing in the evening with a high of minus 2. Friday is a mix of sun and clouds, low of minus 10 and a high of 0, hopefully followed by a sunny weekend. At 3:06, it's 4 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Renee Rogers. News is next at 4.